going for a walk. If you have your Bibles and would like to turn with us today, look, if you will, to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter number 5. It's always good when you go on a walk that somebody knows where they're going. It's always a pleasant experience when you're going the right way and you're in the company of somebody that knows the destination. In preparing for this message and the Holy Spirit and speaking to our heart, I was reminded of just a short time ago, myself and a few of us here at the church went to a corn maze, went for a walk. If it hadn't have been for Sister Lauren Hendren, I'd probably still been in that corn maze. I would have messed up that man's cornfield. Because once you take a few wrong turns, you begin to get just a little frustrated. It gets very hard. There's a man in the Bible by the name of Enoch. Enoch walked with God. And it's the Lord's desire that we walk with Him. If you're among us today and you're not going in the direction that God would have you to go, it's time today to go for a walk. In the book of Genesis, in chapter number 5, Lord willing, today we want to begin to read verse 21 and read down through verse number 24. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Oh, dear friends, when the Holy Spirit led us to this passage of Scripture, he began to remind us how important that it is that we walk with God. When you look here at this passage of Scripture and you see that phrase where Enoch walked with God, that's very special. What that tells us was that he had a relationship with the Lord, and that relationship was something that he enjoyed. It was something that was very special to him. I pray today that your relationship with the Lord God Almighty is special to you. I pray today that you have a desire in your heart to walk God, and to talk with God and allow the Lord to bless you and to keep you company as you stroll down life's way. Oh, dear friends, when I began to ponder and I began to meditate over this passage of Scripture, the Lord began to remind me of several things. But something that we felt led to share with you today was this. When old Enoch began his walk with God, he didn't do it very early on. For you see, Enoch, like wasted a lot of time. He had opportunities, no doubt, passing by. But I tell you today, my children, don't let the devil get in your head and oppress you and depress you and hinder you and say to you that it is too late to walk with God. As long as my Lord Jesus Christ is sitting on the right hand of God the Father, it's not too late. Today is the day. Now is the time to go and to walk with God. I tell you, you want joy, you want peace, you want happiness in your life. You take a stroll with the Lord, and He'll bless you. He'll bring to you a place of contentment and a place of joy if you just simply go for a walk. Oh, how wonderful it is to walk with God. I thought about Enoch. I thought about this man of faith, this great man of God. For the Bible speaks of him in the chapter there in Hebrews 11, the heroes of faith. He was a great man of God, but it was not always in accordance to the Lord's will. For the Bible teaches us that after the birth of Methuselah, when began his walk. How old was he when he began his walk? He took his walk with God a little late in life. For the Bible teaches us that he began his stroll with the Lord at 65 years of age. But what blesses my heart and stirs my soul in the longevity that God gave him when he began that walk with the Lord. For the Bible says that Enoch walked, praise God, with the Lord 300 years. Oh, dear friends, it's never too late. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Know that the Lord God Almighty, who loves you and cares for you, has a desire to walk with you, to lead you, and to guide you, and praise God, direct you to a place of peace. Oh, Enoch was a great man. And you know something, one day, him and God went on their stroll. They went for that walk, and something happened. What happened? Oh, I tell you what happened. He didn't see death. Well, the Bible says that the Lord took him. He took him home. If the Lord God Almighty were to come at this very moment for his church, praise God, he'd take us home. I want to go home with him. I want to walk with him. I want to talk with him. I want to praise him and give him glory. Oh, that's how Enoch lived. He lived as someone who had a desire to bring God glory, honor, and praise. The Bible says in Hebrews 11, verse 5, by faith, he walked by faith and not by sight. Oh, Enoch, he took the Lord by the hand and he walked with him through thick and through thin. He exercised his measure of faith, and the Lord blessed him, and praise God, helped. Well, the Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 5, by faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. Before his translation, he had this testimony that he did something. What did he do? The Bible says that he pleased God. You want to please God today? I tell you, friends, how you can please God today. Go for a walk with the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Be sincere with the Lord, and you'll be pleasing to God. Going for a walk. A lot of people say, well, I got to do this, I got to do that. No, all you got to do is to get in the company of the Lord. What happened when he began his walk? A lot happened when he began his walk. Well, the Bible tells us in the book of Jude, in Jude, verse 14, and Enoch, also the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord commandeth with 10,000 of his saints. What this is saying with this was that when Enoch walked with God, he ministered with God, and the Lord used him to prophesy, and the Lord used him as a testimony of faith, and the Lord blessed him and helped him in the tiresome days of his life. I say that to say this. You go for a walk with God, he'll bless you. Praise God, help you, and use you. Oh, how important is that? Oh, it's of the utmost importance that we're pleasing to God. And that we know that the one that Enoch walked with, Brother Joey, is the one that we walk with. He's the one who sticks closer than a brother. You know why, O Enoch, he walked with God? Because he enjoyed walking with God. Even though he started at 65 years of age, I tell you, dear friend, he lost nothing, but praise God, he gained. What can we gain today by walking with God? You know something? We went to that corn maze. Me and Miss Angie, we got there early. We got there before everybody else did to try to get everything set up. And you know something? As I was standing there in that blazing hot sun, we don't want everybody to show. As I seen those cars pull in, it warmed my heart. You know why it warmed my heart? Because I was going to meet up with them. You know why else it met my expectations? Because I enjoy meeting up with them. I was looking forward to that walk. I was looking forward to that companionship. I was looking forward with that relationship. Oh, dear friend, the Lord is waiting today, and he anticipates a good time by walking with us. Hey, dear friend, let's go for a walk with God. He's waiting. Do you know he got here before we did? Yeah. Not only did he ride up here with us, but he was already here waiting on us. I got here early this morning. Had some work to do here at the church. People would probably say, well, Liam was up there pretty early this morning. He's up there by himself. No, I went by myself. Praise God! I like Enoch. I was in good company. Because I had an opportunity to go with a walk with my Lord God Almighty. One day, he'll take me. Either by death or through his church. But I know I've been redeemed. He's going to take me. And between now and the time and I go to my heavenly home that was specially prepared for me, oh, dear friend, I have a desire to walk with him. To walk with him. Enoch enjoyed that walk. It was pleasing to God. You know, I went into Sunday school class this morning, Miss Kelly's class, and guess what? They were studying about Methuselah. They were studying about them people in the Old Testament. Miss Destiny and I were able to talk and do a little history lesson on the timeline of the scriptures that led to the flood. Oh, how wonderful it is to walk with God, to go for a walk with the Lord and the company of his children. You know, we can all go and walk together. Ain't it good to walk together and to be on the same page? The book of Amos tells us in Amos chapter 3 and verse number 3, can two walk together except they be agreed? Oh, listen, you want a pleasant journey? You want a pleasant walk? You want to go for a stroll? You want to have a good time? Go in unison and in harmony with Jesus Christ our Lord. See, sometimes we walk in reluctance. Sometimes we won't even hardly walk at all. You know, I've seen some of these moms and dads want to coax one of their little ones out to the car or from that playground over here, and that's never no good. Because they'll grab his or her hand, and they say, "No, come on, we got to go." And what are they doing? They're pulling back. They'll even lay down. They don't want to go. That's the way it is sometimes with us when we're not in harmony with God. The Lord has our hand. He's tugging us by way of the Holy Spirit. But sometimes we just lay down on Him. I tell you, friends, let's get up. Let's take the hand of the Lord and go on a walk. You know, the old saying is try it, you might like it. Listen, I got a news flash for you. Try it, and I know you'll like it. I learned something when I walk with somebody. Because when I walk, I talk. We talk. We commune. Whole time we was in that corn maze, I kept hollering at Lord, how do we get out of here? I said, I think I've seen that same stalk of corn about four times. But we got out. Had an enjoyable time. Here's a pleasant experience. Reminded me of two Christians who went on a walk together. As they was walking down the street and head on the little gravel road that they normally took, one of the men said to the other, said, "How come you ain't a Baptist? Why are you a Methodist?" And the gentleman who was the Methodist said, "Well, my dad was a Methodist. His dad was a Methodist. His dad was a Methodist. And his dad was a Methodist, so I'm a Methodist." The old Baptist said, "Well, if your dad was a fool and your papa was a fool and your grandfather was a fool, would that make you a fool?" He said, "No, that'd make me a Baptist." But they learned something when they were strolling and they was walking. I tell you, friends, you want to know something about God? Go for a walk with Him. Walk in His Word. Walk through the pathways of prayer and allow the Holy Spirit to stir you and to move you and to compel you, praise God, to go. I used to think I knowed happiness when I was in the world, but I never realized what true happiness was until I went on a walk with God. And then I found joy. And then I found peace. Many today are not going on too many walks with the Lord, and you say, why? Well, they feel that they're in a bad place. They feel that they're in a bad place. Listen, dear friends, if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're sealed by way of the Holy Spirit, and the Lord indwells you, He's in a good place. I sat in my study this morning and pouring over the Scriptures, and I thought about that a lot. You know, there are a lot of us that lives in terrible neighborhoods. A lot of us lives in real rough places. We might have a Christian home right in the middle of all that. And I thought about the Lord, how He indwells us. He's in a good place. The environment may be bad. The surroundings may be terrible. But if you know Him, He resides with you and He desires to walk with you. And you can know today He's in a good place. And you know something? If you and I are in such a terrible place, and it's so terrible day in and day out, what do? We bug out, we leave. But you know something? And the iniquity and the sin in us all, if we're a child of God, He's there. He's not going anywhere. He's not going nowhere. He's right there. We can't describe that love. We can't fathom that love. But that love is so true and so real and so pure. Oh, dear friends, let's just all go with a walk with Him. I'll go on a walk. Listen, listen. You may have a desire to go on a walk. You might have a desire to go on a hike. You may have a desire to do all these things. And sometimes the weather and the conditions are just not favorable. But it's always when you walk with Him. Always. In the most grim and the most hard of life, it's always good and always perfect to walk with Him. You see, that's what Enoch began to realize. Now, grant you, he was 65 when he started. But praise be to God, the Lord blessed him with 300 years of joy-filled walks. How many joy-filled walks does God have in store for us today? Listen, we'll never know until we go on that walk. Oh! I missed a lot of good ones. I'm not pointing any of you out, but I know for sure you've missed a lot of them too. But I'm thankful for the long-suffering and patience of our Lord Jesus Christ, who's standing at the trailhead as we speak. Come on. I know where we're going. And we're going to have a good time along the way. But you know something? Bring this back to where we are right now. When I went to that corn maze, I was kind of reluctant about going in, because I had a bad experience at the one in Greenback. I don't know if I've ever had a good experience in one, to be honest with you. You might say, well, brother, don't you have a sense of a direction? Well, evidently not much. I got to have somebody to lead me. And if you'll be honest with the Lord, you'll have to have Him to lead you. But you know something? Self was wanting to hold me back. But I thought I'd just try it again, because I was in good company. I was with somebody that I know that could get me out. It helped me when I needed it. Well, I want you to know something today, dear friends. You're in good company today. Well, the Bible teaches us in the Gospel of Matthew that where there are two or three are gathered in His name, what? He's in the midst of us. He's with us. He's with us today. So if you need to resume your walk with the Lord, don't let the devil say it's too late. Because listen, today is the day. Now's the time. So let's go for a walk today with our precious, sovereign Lord. Let's stand to our feet.